What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood money manifestation guru. I'm so excited you're joining me today on Manifesting Money Affirmations for Financial Flows. We're diving deep into something super important, how to use affirmations to crush those pesky fears and doubts that keep us stuck when it comes to our finances. Ever felt like your inner voice is a total buzzkill, whispering you can't afford it or it won't work out? You know that feeling when you have this amazing idea, this incredible opportunity, but then those doubts creep in and suddenly you're paralyzed. Well, guess what? We're going to weaponize our words and turn those negative whispers into empowering affirmations that propel us towards financial freedom. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock the magic of manifesting money, one affirmation at a time. Now, let's talk about these powerful five key takeaways that will help you rewrite your financial narrative. First, remember that your thoughts are energy and like attracts like. If you're constantly thinking about scarcity and limitations, guess what? You're attracting more of those things into your life. It's like a magnet. Positive thoughts attract positive experiences, and negative thoughts attract negative ones. Second, affirmations aren't just wishful thinking, they are powerful statements that reprogram your subconscious mind. When you repeat them consistently, you start to believe them, and that belief becomes your reality. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a plant to grow tall and strong if you kept telling it, "You're small and weak." You'd nurture it with positive words and actions, right? The same goes for your financial mindset. Third, affirmations work best when they're specific, present tense, and emotionally charged. Instead of saying, "I hope to be wealthy someday," try something like, "I am a magnet for abundance and prosperity." See the difference? It's not about hoping, it's about claiming your desired reality as if it's already happening. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of visualization. Pair your affirmations with vivid mental images of yourself achieving your financial goals. Imagine yourself feeling confident and secure, living a life of abundance. The more you visualize it, the more real it becomes. It's like creating a movie in your mind. The clearer the picture, the stronger the impact. And finally, remember that consistency is key. Make affirmations a part of your daily routine. Repeat them in the morning, throughout the day, or even before bed. You can write them down, say them out loud, or even record yourself saying them and listen back. The more you practice, the more powerful they become. Let's talk about real-life application, because theory is great, but putting it into practice is where the magic happens. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who dreams of starting her own business. She's super creative, passionate about her work, but fear and self-doubt are holding her back. She thinks, "I'm not good enough, or no one will want to hire me." That inner critic is toxic. So Sarah decides to turn the tables. She starts incorporating affirmations into her daily routine. "I'm a talented and creative entrepreneur. My business is thriving and successful, and I attract abundance and prosperity." She also visualizes herself running her own design studio filled with happy clients and amazing projects. Slowly but surely, Sarah's mindset shifts. She starts taking small steps towards her dream, networking with other designers, building a website, and even offering freelance services. Her confidence grows, her fear melts away, and before she knows it, she's launched her own successful business. See what I mean? It's not about wishful thinking, it's about shifting your mindset, claiming your power, and taking action. So remember those powerful takeaways: energy attracts energy, affirmations reprogram your subconscious, be specific and present tense, visualize your success, and consistency is key. Now go out there and rewrite your financial narrative with the magic of affirmations. I want to hear your story, share your successes, your struggles, and your journey towards financial freedom on social media. Use the hashtag #ManifestingMoneyPod. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of money manifesting magic. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.